Morning, Ella. If you could just remind David of your specialism and your concept for this project.
Yeah, so my specialism is illustration.
Okay.
And then my concept for this project was to make a market or lots of little stalls with handmade local products or food or things like that. And then to have a robot stall in the middle, which is very cold, bland, to show how to kind of showcase everyone's skills or how warm and comforting all these different things are in a market compared to AI in a way, which kind of stands out but in a bad way.
Yes, yeah.
And saying you should support local businesses over AI and how much better it is just to support those small businesses.
You've just reminded me there's a big thing going on about super processed food.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. There's a thing going through the Parliament. Actually, I think it's today. It was something on LinkedIn. But there's a big item in the Guardian newspaper about it. Actually, I shared it with some friends of mine. It's in one of my discussion groups.
Oh, yeah.
What's the title of it? Here we go. Yeah, ultra-processed food. And so to
Oh, the signal.
Yeah, it's everything.
It's crap, is it?
Yeah,
okay.
Outside.
Okay, so... It's this one. So ultra-processed food linked to harm in every major human organ, study finds.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, yeah. So it was just, yeah, it was just an interesting. It's you know, that sort of, and there's a guy who's written a book about ultra-processed food. So it just makes me, yeah. So this is the kind of contrast to what you're trying to do.
Like Jersey water as well. I keep seeing lots of stuff like every day on Facebook now about how bad it is.
All right.
And someone bought a metal gauze to put on top of their kitchen tap.
Okay.
And it had just been 2 months and they took it off and like emptied it out on the counter and
okay.
it was full of plastics, like microplastics and like all these like
okay.
bad stuff.
Okay. Well, PFAS, there's forever chemicals is one of the big areas. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
There's a lot of people very anxious about that at the moment. Yeah.
There's like reports in Jersey water that it's like lead, it's carcinogenic as well.
Yeah.
I know I've reverted back to bottled water.
Yes, yeah, no, a lot of people are doing that.
I just bought like a little filter thing to go on the counter and you pour the water in and it just filters it.
So
I'm just to come back to your t-shirt thing, and I'm just thinking, so we've got the sort of the idea, I know you sort of said AI or something like this, but there's a bit of this ultra processed, which is, it's kind of all very forced, it's very, yeah, it's just not natural for us, whereas what you're trying to say is be natural, so it's about people's skills and having skills and developing skills, I guess it's training as well.
And also bringing that community
together.
Like
yeah.
Everyone that goes to market has probably gone for a different reason.
Isn't, yes, yeah,
and
sure.
And then even
sure.
if you go with no intention, just to browse, you might suddenly see something that you're interested
yeah.
in or ask questions about. And it might be a farmer or someone.
Yes, yeah.
Then they might be like, oh, well, calm down, have a look at this, or you could help in this.
Mm.
And then it's forming different communities as well.
Love it.
And in Jersey, like Simply Christmas or these small creators, everyone's kind of in a little community
yes.
and clique. Like, people with food or certain people with who all do like posters.
Yeah. Well, you look at the Royal Square, and if you see the Christmas market in the Royal Square.
Yeah.
But I mean, these are people who are doing things in their own little homes and then they all appear all together around there. It must be amazing when you're, you know, all these people go, wow, I didn't know you existed. I didn't know you existed. You know,
yeah.
you all start talking to each other. So the question then is, sorry, do you have a visual of what it might look like?
So
what your thoughts are?
That's okay.
See where you're headed. I'm just hoping your teacher doesn't tell me you had a different conversation completely.
No.
This was some, so I was going to do like
all
different
right.
market stools
yes, yes.
for like on the back of
yeah.
a t-shirt.
I like the line drawing.
Yeah.
yeah,
and then this was a more crazier
yes.
brief drawing
right.
kind
okay.
of.
Okay.
Because then even though it's going to probably have like quite a lot of detail, I kind of like it because then it forces you to look into the image a bit
sure.
more.
Yeah.
Or
okay.
pick it apart.
So something immediately came to mind, I saw your algorithm, that's interesting,
yeah.
I love the title, algorithm.
Uh-huh.
Was you have that line drawing there on from your previous image.
Mm.
Is a way to differentiate that is to use your line drawing against your messy drawings?
Yeah.
So
well,
the AI becomes the line drawing and the messy ones become... Because I think what's good about all your little, your say messy drawings
yeah.
is that life is messy, things are messy, things aren't perfect, stuff is, you know, and we have to tolerate, you know, it's not like,
yeah.
I don't know, fruit, isn't it? You know, not every item of fruit is perfectly ripe and perfect
mm-hmm.
this or perfectly round. And it's kind of, this talks about perfection,
yeah.
whereas your other imagery is not about, is more authentic.
Yeah.
The one out there, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is more, yeah, it's more messy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so relationships, messy.
This
you know?
Was kind of like a brief idea.
All right.
I had for the little robot stall.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So I wanted to make
he's
like
scary.
Very plain.
Yeah.
And then I wasn't sure if I was going to add like a little speech bubble and then like on the sign write something.
I would really like a speech bubble of like just the dot, dot, dot. You know, like buffering. Or
yes,
like
yes.
You know when ChatGPT's typing.
Yes, I know,
Or I was going to do like processing and then like someone going up and asking for something and it's just like processing.
Well, processing is a great word, isn't it?
Well, you know when Siri says, I don't have an answer for that now.
Oh, I don't
know.
Just
like that.
All right.
Could you repeat that? I don't
understand.
Yeah, yes. I don't understand. Yeah, I hear that one all the time.
Yes.
Yeah, those are great lines. I don't understand or, yeah.
And then, yeah, I was thinking of, I'm not quite sure what he's going to say. I was thinking something either really like where it's all perfect, like one mug, but it's the same colour and shape and they're all perfect, mass produced.
Yeah.
Or I was because then that relates to like robots or machines and factories that are just mass producing. Or I was thinking of maybe like you could buy more prompts, like questions to ask it, like on AI. You have to have like ChatGPT Plus.
Because you know you can run out.
Right, go on.
Did you know you can run out of searches on ChatGPT?
Oh really?
Yeah,
right,
it says come
that.
Back in an hour or
oh,
something.
Oh really?
Yeah,
all right,
you have
okay.
to, or you have to pay to
ask
it
more. Right, okay, fine. Because I know people say there's GPT Pro and things
yeah,
like this
yeah,
where
you
pay money
for
it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have to be honest with you, I've used it a bit, but not extensively.
Yeah.
It's usually dig up the dirt on other politicians. <you know? laughs> But,
easier way.
It's all right. I found out someone's created a LinkedIn page of me. Not a LinkedIn page, what's it called? The Wikipedia page.
Oh, yeah.
I was just interested to see what they wrote about me.
Yeah, when we had to research you, I found you on Wikipedia.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, there you are, you see. Oh, wow.
I know, your mugshot's in every sketchbook.
Thank you. I'm nothing like my mugshot. I'm a real human.
But what we talked about is that also adding to that is how AI is kind of taking away some jobs within the creative sector.
Yeah.
Is that still part of this project?
Yeah, well, I kind of wanted to link it in a way to say that it's better to support the people who are genuine and authentic and creating all this stuff rather than AI as well, in a way. Because it's so much better for everyone if you were to go to market and support a local small artist or something and buy like a piece of their art rather than just go on ChatGPT and ask it to create you something and it's just really generic and just...
Because have you seen the AI visuals?
No, I haven't, but I can imagine that they just pull lots of stuff together. You say in the style of, presumably, or something like that. Yeah.
Well, I actually got given a job last year to recreate this AI-generated logo. And if I had my laptop, I'd show you, but it was tragic.
Yes.
It couldn't spell anything right either.
Okay.
So there's that element of like...
But these things are learning faster and faster and faster, aren't they? They're just absorbing more and more and more.
Mm.
And I think we will just find over probably even the next 3 years that they will just be, you'll be wondering whether a human wrote that or at the moment you can differentiate.
You can tell.
You can tell. You know, someone said to me yesterday, there was a letter published in the JP and they used to work with this individual and they said they had absolutely no ability to communicate in any way, shape or form. And this letter was sort of, wow. How they find that to work?
Yeah.
ChatGPT, and suddenly they sound the most intelligent
boom.
Person out there in the room. Yeah, but just to come back to your point is what I just the stuff that I like about the humanity in humans and stuff like that. I try to use the word messiness. I use a long word called serendipity, and serendipity is about luck. It's that sort of lucky moment. You bump into someone in the corridor you weren't expecting to see, or you have that kind of conversation with somebody because you happen to be in the same place, same time, for whatever reason. So it's that sort of sense of, because life is a bit like that. It's a bit like, it's so many times, yes, you have rigid things where you have to come to Highlands, you have to be here at certain times and stuff like that. But most of life, a lot of life is actually wandering around and bumping into people and
you can't predict or
you can't predict anything precisely
like
whereas a computer is going to try and be predictive you know, whereas life isn't predictive you know. And I think it is something that's a big wrong statement to make. but it isn't as predictive as, because
yeah.
computers want predict, you know, want to be predictive.
Yeah, because it's all just algorithm and code
yes,
and
yeah,
input,
and
then
how often
just
was that
re-
word
the
repeated?
Same way.
Yeah, how often was that repeated?
Mm-hmm.
And what else is this done? Yeah, yeah. So. So I think, yeah, no, I like the idea, and I think just try and work on that a bit,
yeah,
yeah. For me. Are you?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, you're
I enjoy
you're on
this
board,
project,
yeah.
Yeah. I think
yeah.
it'd be really lovely.
Yeah.
Thanks.
No, no, it's still, no, I mean, I don't even think, you're keeping everything quite black and white?
I'm going to do
gonna
the
of
stalls
in?
Of the other creators or things,
right.
like lots of colour,
yeah.
and then the AI is going to be
very
basic
very
and
stark,
plain, because I want it to stand out.
Yes, exactly,
that
exactly,
contrast.
That contrast, yeah, brilliant. Mm. Great, good job.
Thank
you.
Thanks, Ella.
Thank you.
All right. I'll go get the next
one. Yes.
Cheers.
Thanks.